The military campaign in Iraq is over, but the long process of rebuilding and healing the wounds of decades of oppression and brutality is just beginning. Many Iraqi exiles are thinking about whether and when conditions will be right to go home. In Britain, a group of Iraqi poets voiced their hopes and concerns during a recent poetry reading at the London Institute for Contemporary Arts. For years, they lived in exile, having fled the oppression of the Ba'ath Party. They poured much of their pain into their poetry.
Nobody told me when I was a youth that my homeland was not a homeland, and that my enemy and friend are aligned against me.
That is the poetry of Hashim Shafiq, who left Iraq in 1978, just before Saddam Hussein took power. Like many others, he has not been back since. Now that Saddam has been toppled, some of the exiles say their dream of returning to Iraq will come true, but others are not so sure. At their first post-war poetry reading here in London, a group of Iraqi poets said they are eager to see their country's once-rich culture restored and their people's minds freed from decades of oppression. That is Fathil Asultani, a poet and translator who also fled Iraq in the early years of Ba'ath Party rule, leaving his family behind. He has seen his loved ones only once since then, when he sneaked secretly into northern Iraq. In this poem, he compares Iraq to water flowing toward freedom, but getting lost along the way. Mr. Asultani says those artists and writers who stayed in Iraq had to work for a huge propaganda machine, where all art was controlled and limited to one theme, Saddam Hussein.
There is a Russian culture. They just want you to press down, that's all. To write about Saddam Hussein, to sing about Saddam Hussein. The poets who stayed there, some of them who were non-Ba'athists, were obliged to praise Saddam Hussein. Everything must be for Saddam, everything. The airport is the airport of Saddam, the university is the university of Saddam, the river is the river of Saddam. Spectator. That was the real threat to the Iraqi culture.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates there are about 4 million exiled Iraqis around the world. Even now, many find it hard to believe that Saddam Hussein is gone, and many say his influence remains. Another Iraqi poet at the recent event in London, Salani Yazi, says there is still a long way to go before Iraq will be really free.
No society could be described as free, especially in Iraq. Wait for another 1 month, 2 months, when people believe that Saddam Hussein is not there. He is in their blood, he is in their ideas, he is in their steps, everywhere. Societies cannot change overnight. But I think the first step is taken, and it was the right one.
Mr. Niyazi says he doubts he can go back to Iraq, even now. He says the years of oppression changed his country dramatically. Mr. Asultani is more optimistic.
I think many intellectuals will return to Iraq. I believe many of them will return to Iraq. And some of them have just returned.
Mr. Asultani says things will be different in Iraq. He says now he and others can read their poems in Iraq freely. He says over time, all Iraqis will forget their fears and will say what they think. And he is looking forward to returning to a free Iraq for another reason. Soon, he says, very soon, I will see my family. Ksenia Pavlova, VOA News, London.